Vadadadi. Gopidanagala Bangini Vadadadi. Yashoda nanana gajana ranjana Yashoda nanana gajana ranjana Jamurti ravanakari Jamati Ravanadari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjaviyadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunjaviyadi
Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahamsa Parivrajika Charja Astotra Sita Shri Shri Mahadeva and Grace A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Kantra Srimad Bhagavatam Gangamayi Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Continue readings from Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, Chapter 15, Text 12. It's about four verses, so we'll just do first one.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Kumaro Narada Rupur. Angira Devalasita. Apantaratma Vyaso. Markandeya Tagotama. Kumara Narada Ribhur. Angira Devalosita. Apantaratma Manavyaso Markandeya Tagotama Kumaro Narada Ribhur Angira Devalosita Apantaratma Vyaso Markandeya Tagotama.
Translation purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki. Translation. O great souls, I have heard that among the great and perfect persons wandering the surface of the earth to instruct knowledge to people covered by ignorance are Sanat Kumara, Narada, Ribhu, Angira, Devala, Asita, Pantaratma, Vyasadev, Markandeya, Gautama, Vishishta, Bhagavan Parashuram, Kapila, Shukadev, Durvasa, Yajnavalka, Jatukarna, and Aruni. Others are Romasha, Chyavana, Dattatreya, Asuri, Patanjali, the great sage Domya, who is like the head of the Vedas, the sage Panchashika, Hirayana Abha, Kaushalya, Shrutadev, and Ritadjaja. You must certainly be among them. Purport. The word jnana-hetava is very significant because great personalities like those listed in these verses wander on the surface of the globe not to mislead the populace, but to distribute real knowledge. Without this knowledge, human life is wasted. The human form of life is meant for realization of one's relationship with Krishna or God. One who lacks this knowledge is categorized among the animals. The Lord himself says in Bhagavad Gita 7:15, Namam duskritino mudha prapadyante naradama mayaparhita jnana suram bhavamashita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Ignorance is the bodily conception of life. Yasyat mabuddhi kunape tridhatuke sa eva gokara. Practically everyone throughout the universe, especially on this planet, Bhurloka, thinks that there is no separate existence of the body and soul, and therefore no need of self-realization. But that is not a fact. Therefore, all the brahmanas listed here, being devotees, travel all over the world to awaken Krishna consciousness in the hearts of such foolish materialists. The acharyas mentioned in these verses are described in the Mahabharata. The word panchashika is also important. One who is liberated from the conceptions of anamaya, pranamaya, manomaya, vijnanamaya, and anandamaya, and who is perfectly aware of the subtle coverings of the soul, is called panchashika. According to the statements of the Mahabharata, an acharya named Panchashika took birth in the family of Maharaj Janak, the ruler of Mithila. The Sankhya philosophers accept Panchashika Acharya as one of them. Real knowledge pertains to the living entity dwelling within the body. Unfortunately, because of ignorance, the living entity identifies himself with the body and therefore feels pleasure and pain. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vansha Kalpa Turubhyascha Kripa Sindubhya Evacha Patitanan Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this chapter is entitled Narada and Angira Instruct King Chitraketu. So Angira has come to impart the preliminary knowledge of transcendence, and that's the difference of the soul and the body. And that's described as preliminary because without that understanding, there's actually no scope for spiritual life or devotional life even. Real spiritual life means and ride down a river. It's impossible, actually. So only when one is completely frustrated or materially frustrated with this world can one really become determined in bhakti yoga. And Krishna also explains that in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhogaishvarya Prasaktanam Tayaparhita Chaitasa Vyavasayadmika Buddhi Samato Navadiyate. As long as the mind is attached to hopes of material enjoyment, then Krishna consciousness, it's a nice idea, it's a nice sentiment, but it's not so important to me because there's so many other avenues that I can experience happiness in this world. So real knowledge has to, we have to connect to so many things in a dream, but a sober person, he's not so bewildered by his dreams. He understands that was just an illusion, and I'm going to wake up, and then my real life, in one sense, my so-called real life will begin. So this whole material world also, if we are so attracted by the things of this world, then our hope for achieving success in bhakti is very much limited. So a few points in the purport. Prabhupada is explaining that these great personalities wander on the surface of the globe not to mislead the populace, but to distribute real knowledge. In other words, there are others who travel across the planet of the world to mislead the populace. Our whole society is operating on that principle. The more you enjoy, the more you collect, the more happiness you'll actually derive. But this is the greatest misconception, that the more material sense gratification I get, the happier I'll be. It's the exact opposite. The more I engage myself as a servant, a humble servant, to the degree that I'm fixed in the position of serving Krishna, to that degree I'll have happiness, not to the degree that I enjoy my senses. To the degree that I can provide facility for Krishna's enjoyment, to that degree I'll actually achieve real happiness. So the sages are not like these the modern day leaders who are simply misleading people. Without knowledge, human life is wasted. The human form of life is meant for realization of one's relationship with Krishna or God. So this is another point that we have to reflect, that the human form of life has one purpose, to realize God. It's not meant for anything else. Nowadays, in our society today, it's almost become, it's a fashion to cater to the material necessities of life, to simply eat, to maintain the body. Eating is now, it's a fashion, it's a hobby. It's become a whole objective of life. The restaurants, the chefs, they have PB go out, get reviews. I remember in college life, this was like a primary purpose of life, to find good food. But that's not really, this is not human life, actually. And also these other principles of animal life, actually, of our material propensities, it's a fashion defense. Our whole political parties are obsessed with defense. This has become the primary expenditure of the governments, just how to defend ourselves. And also subtly, we have to deal with that so much when we're dealing with other individuals. Our false ego is always there trying to secure our position and defend us from attacks. So that's also missing the aim of human life. And sleeping, so many bed shops are springing up with the latest technology to really get you in the zone for leaving your body temporarily in consciousness. And the whole point is that you're going to go unconscious. And mating also, this is probably one of the biggest obsessions, you know. Mating is meant to produce offspring, but nowadays it's basically the purpose of many people's life, especially the young people in the colleges. This is why they can't actually understand what we're trying to tell them, because they're so obsessed with these other material activities. So missing the point that this human life is actually only meant for God realization. Anything else is distracting us. And we should also understand, after 8,400,000 different births, have we achieved this? So we also should be very cautious and aware of that fact. And when we go outside of those doors, understand we're about to enter a completely different paradigm. And if we're not fixed in our own understanding, we're going to become bewildered by that. We're going to become attracted. Wow, look at their cars, or look at their buildings, or so many other things that are completely misdirected. And yes, let's continue here. Then it says, Prabhupada quotes this nice verse from Bhagavad Gita: those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, and whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. So this is a verse that we like to quote very often. Namam duskritino mudha. These fools and rascals, they don't know its purpose of life is to surrender. But also, we may not be so surrendered also, really. So this verse is kind of like talking to us. That I'm foolish, my knowledge is stolen by illusion, I'm an atheistic demon because I'm not surrendered to Krishna. I'm still looking for so many types of enjoyment. So we need to, when we hear these verses and things from Shastra, see how it reflects to our life. You know, what am I lacking in? And then the final paragraph here is talking about this root cause of ignorance, which is actually the source of suffering. I'll read just one passage from there. Ignorance is the bodily conception of life. Practically everyone throughout the universe, especially on this planet, thinks that there is no separate existence of the body and soul, and therefore no need of self-realization. So if there's no difference between the body and the soul, if I take care of my body very nicely, I'm self-realized. Everyone out there, they're thinking they're self-realized because they think they're the body. So if the body's in good shape, if the body looks really nice, if it smells really nice, performs well, and they're self-realized. So we're trying to tell them, no, you guys are in ignorance. They're saying, look, I'm already enlightened. I'm already Atmaram. Why are you trying to impose this knowledge on me? I'm already there. So that is ignorance. But that is not a fact. Therefore, all the Brahmanas listed here, being devotees, travel all over the world to awaken Krishna consciousness in the hearts of such foolish materialists. And this is the glorification of the devotees, the wandering mendicants, Parivrajikacharyas, who out of compassion are simply waiting for fortunate souls to really want to understand more deeply about their spiritual origin, the real benefit, the real aim of life. They're there. They're Krishna's agents. And just like when someone is ready to you might say, graduate from this material world, then they're eager, they're waiting just to take them back. So it's really, it's up to us as far as when we're ready to really desire that. And we want to take that step. We have to really develop that strong desire. I don't want to just live a mediocre life, that Krishna and the spiritual world are just waiting for me. So why should I dally here? And Prabhupada often said, sometimes we take shelter of ideas like, well, if I don't make it in this life, and Krishna's very kind, so I'll just have some future. So I'll just do what I can, but Krishna's very merciful. So, but Krishna's mercy is that he's given us this opportunity in this lifetime. The Kali Yuga is only going to get worse. And actually, the great opportunity that we have now may not be there again. This is really the ideal situation. This is what we've been waiting for millions of lifetimes. And if we don't take advantage of it, there's no guarantee we're going to have another nice opportunity, a pristine situation like this. You know, on the contrary, Prabhupada would indicate that what makes you think you'll have such another good opportunity? Kali Yuga is getting worse. The wonderful situation we have may not be there again. So to fully desire the ultimate goal and to try to take advantage is what these acharyas, these sages want from us. And in order to really appreciate their what they want to give, that gratitude has to develop of seeing the misery of the material world, of my so-called life, what I have been wasting my life on, and then this great opportunity coming before us. And ultimately, we should see that it's Krishna himself who's appearing in that form to deliver us, that Krishna is waiting to take back all the living entities. Lord Chaitanya, that's their mission. So it's behind the... Sometimes we just see things in the immediate sense without seeing the cause, actually, that all of the association we have, all of the devotional paraphernalia that we have, all of the inspirations that we're getting, it's Krishna himself who's giving that to us. It's a very personal thing. But just like, you know, someone's at the dinner table, maybe the child's at the dinner table, and the mother's serving him some food with her hand. So he's just looking at the hand. Thank you, hand. Thank you, hand. And we should see that actually it's Krishna, the person behind everything, who's making all these arrangements for us. And then when we see how much that Krishna is doing for us, how much he's wanting to help us, then naturally the reciprocation, feelings of love and gratitude and desire, genuine desire to serve will manifest. That's really the key, is seeing Krishna is so kind and loving to us. Why am I so hard-hearted? I'm so reluctant to serve him. So all those will help us connect back to Krishna. I'll just conclude on that point with one nice statement here. Prabhupada speaking here, this is from the first canto in one of his purports. He says, the great sage Shukadeva Goswami was certainly inspired by Lord Krishna to appear voluntarily before Maharaj Parikshit, the great devotee of the Lord, just to give him the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the nucleus of the devotional service of the Lord by the mercy of the spiritual master and the personality of Godhead. The spiritual master is the manifested representative of the Lord to help one achieve ultimate success. One who is not authorized by the Lord cannot become a spiritual master. Srila Shukadeva Goswami is an authorized spiritual master, and thus he was inspired by the Lord to appear before Maharaj Parikshit and instruct him in the teachings of Srimad Bhagavatam. One can achieve the ultimate success of going back to Godhead if he is favored by the Lord sending his true representative. As soon as a true representative of the Lord is met by a devotee of the Lord, the devotee is assured a guarantee for going back to Godhead just after leaving the present body. Pretty good deal, right? If you meet a spiritual master, you're guaranteed to go back to Godhead immediately after leaving the present body. So, we're safe. That was a close one. This, however, depends on the sincerity of the devotee himself. So that's the catch. The catch is there, that it actually depends on our own sincerity to achieve that. The Lord is seated in the heart of all living beings, and thus he knows very well the movements of all individual persons. As soon as the Lord finds that a particular soul is very eager to go back to Godhead, the Lord at once sends his bona fide representative. The sincere devotee is thus assured by the Lord of going back to Godhead. The conclusion is that to get the assistance and help of a bona fide spiritual master means, and this is in italics, to receive the direct help of the Lord himself. So this is Krishna's mercy. We're not so purified that we can perceive Krishna's presence all around us. But Prabhupada is helping to illumine this point, that all of these wonderful things happening in our life, it's directly Krishna there, and he's directly desiring for us to come back to him. So again, now the ball is in our court. It's up to our hands to to manifest that determination, that desire, the sincerity, that I'm kind of tired of the illusion. You know, if I haven't been beat up enough, I'll just keep dragging along till I really get smashed. We have that opportunity right now. We can use our intelligence to figure it out, that this place is not worthy of our intense absorption. And the more and more we hear about the spiritual world, the amazing transcendental activities that are going on perpetually with Krishna and his devotees, then that further gives us that impetus that that's really a wonderful place. That's actually reality. So when we're ready to come out of illusion and dreaming, then Krishna is inviting us back to that spiritual reality. So those are kind of the thoughts I had on this text, kind of a short class, but maybe there's some questions or anything, discussion. Terrence?
Prabhu. Thank you for class. It's good to see you again. This is This is a practical question. If it's okay, turned good. Up.
Right. I'm liking practical questions.
Anyhow, I was going to ask you, how can one use their abilities, and let's say you're not a renounced monk or a mendicant, to dovetail whatever your abilities are in service?
Well, you use the word dovetail, so if one is not... See, the ideal situation is that we just completely surrender to our desires, our interests, whatever Krishna wants us to do. But generally, to get there, we still have some attachments. So Prabhupada said, you just do those in a way that will assist the Krishna conscious movement, or that will serve Guru and Krishna like that. So I think you understand kind of that principle. But the idea that through that you develop a mood of selflessness, that's actually the goal of that program of dovetailing, that by doing that, ultimately I'll come to the stage where I'm getting a taste in Krishna consciousness, that my own attachments, my own desires are diminishing, that more and more I'm getting more taste and more rasa in the selfless service to Krishna program, that these strong attachments, you know, I have, that can be used, you know. Certainly Prabhupada would say everything can be used. If you like to paint, you paint for Krishna. If you are good with handling money, you handle money for Krishna. So you endeavor to utilize those skills, propensities that Krishna's given you for his service. And the more that happens in a purifying manner, then your desire to serve Krishna how he wants also develops simultaneously. And that higher taste is what really propels us forward to becoming more transparent to Krishna's desire. So I don't have, if anyone else wants it, they can contribute on that, but you mentioned kind of the principle that we all have natures, so you dovetail them to Krishna's desire. Yeah.
You think practically just through dovetailing, Krishna will have a way of reciprocating with showing you through your service, if you're actually opening up and becoming more serious, he has a way of revealing that just through using your abilities, practically speaking, in some type of service.
Krishna will reveal that to you?
I was asking more or less as a question directed for you.
I didn't totally catch it. That
let's say you have a specific... something that drives you, that you still attach to, some sort of passion.
Mm-hmm.
Through using that in service, does Krishna reveal himself in other things, and arthas, so to speak, start to wean a little bit more, and it opens you up to more appreciation through this service, where you get a higher level of taste as you...
Yeah, you try to really understand the desire of Krishna and the spiritual master and like the Hare Krishna movement. And then the more you can contribute to that, you know, in a significant way by dovetailing our own propensities, then that's the purification. So to be clear as far as how I can really help, you know, it's okay, I have my own desires and attachments at different stages, but the more you can see how I can really help Prabhupada's movement, then yeah, Krishna will keep revealing himself to us. In other words, we could just kind of like, okay, I like playing music, so I'm just going to go in my room, play music for Krishna. That's great. But if you have some friends, then you're like, in a, you know, and you start using music to tell other people about Krishna, and you start making a song with the Maha Mantra, and you start propagating that, then more and more the purification will come. So try to see how we can assist, how we can serve through that activity. And Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda are so merciful. They'll be pleased. Okay. Prabhuji, you want to add something?
Prabhupada writes in his purports that this principle of Yukta Vairagya should be, or dovetailing, should be carefully learnt under a spiritual master or Vaishnava. So that's an important aspect also. The details are important, and you know, the Vaishnavas will help us with those details, like you mentioned.
Yes, thank you.
And while I have the microphone, where were we reading that from, the purport?
This is, I think it's 1.19.36.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Like Terrence, I'm glad you're back. Hare Krishna. thanks for the class. So this reminds me of the fundamental point you mentioned in the class, is that we fail to understand like the foundations of Krishna consciousness, which is that we're spirit souls. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I think we're overwhelmed by an ocean of spiritual knowledge. We're like a sponge. How much can we absorb? Nothing. Mm-hmm. And so this reminds me, in the beginning of the purport, Prabhupada mentioned that this is the foundation. And this reminds me of a verse in Gita. I know you know it. Chapter 5, Vidya Vinaya Sampane Brahmane Gavihasini Shune Chaiva Swapakecha Pandita Sama Darshina. So it's described that a pandit, a truly educated person, sees the spirit soul within a body and therefore has the ability to respect everybody. Mm-hmm. And so often we forget these fundamental points because we're overwhelmed by this ocean of spiritual knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so this reminds me of another purport in Prabhupada's chapter 2, verse 25. He mentions in that purport, we have to repeat things over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. Because unless we repeat them, you know, then nobody will understand these essential basic points. Mm-hmm. Just like people got tired of Prabhupada mentioning, you're a spirit soul. You're a spirit. This is the Maha Mantra for him. You're a spirit soul. You're not the Maha Mantra. And so this actually goes to the original point I was going to bring up today. Like, I remember Daisa Prabhu asked me, you know, why do you contribute to class? You know, some, like, why or how do you contribute to class? And this, I kind of thought about it, you know, within the last few days and was kind of meditating on. And it goes back to when my brother was given he was given a class to the Brahmacharis or whatever, or I happened to be coming around when he, you know, was around. And one thing I very much appreciated about it, couldn't realize it at the time, he said that, it doesn't matter who's giving class, you know, when you hear the name Krishna or Krishna's devotee, it should light up your eyes. But still, I can understand that point. And I realized that all the devotees who have lingered around Krishna consciousness so long, you know, that's what they have the most outward respect and appreciation for everybody, just like Jitendra Prabhu during my Jitendra Guru Puja. one point I want to mention about him is that every time someone gives class, he's always like, Nityananda Prabhu probably knows what he's talking about. Jaya Jagannath probably knows what he's talking about. He knows his stuff. Ramapada Maharaj. It's like his Maha Mantra. And I realized that fact. So that's what I also learned from him. Mm. But I couldn't connect these two points until recently, actually. Actually, I'm very grateful for having Bhakta Jordan's association. A lot of times people think we're joking and, you know, pot washing, you know, joking around, but actually a lot of my realizations come in, you know, pot washing, joking around, this bhakti sashri going on. So one point Jordan mentioned, he said his father named him after Michael Jordan. His first name is Jordan, and his middle name is Michael, actually. So then it popped in my head at the same time. It doesn't matter. Suppose his father wants to discuss, you know, Michael Jordan can tie with some of his friends. It doesn't matter who's, you know, it doesn't matter who's, you know, talking about Michael Jordan. His eyes light up like candy. And so Lord Chaitanya's point was that, you know, when will my eyes be decorated with tears of love flowing constantly when I chant the holy name of the Lord? When will my voice choke up? And what's the last point? The hairs of my body stand on end at the recitation of your name. And so then we think, you know, Krishna, his name, we just think Krishna. But actually, there's no more dear to Krishna than his devotees. So it's the same could be applied to his devotees. You know, when you see a devotee, you know, you can offer your danda pranams all the time. Of course, it's not possible because we'll have chronic back problems. But at least mentally, everyone, every Vaishnava you see, you know, we see how so much everyone is sacrificing, especially in Kishori. Like all the pujaris, you know, who's been here for years, all the pujaris, but especially the ones who's been here for years, like Lila Manjari Matsuji, you know, Srinath Prabhu's wife, I think her name is Kusumika, what's her name? Something like that. They've sacrificed their lives, and including the members of Krishna Lunch, how much humble service they're performing every day without complaining, how much they're sacrificing. Especially Rasika Manjari. You know, she sacrificed her love. Just the other day, she was saying she was suffering, but then I realized, actually, it's not suffering. It's sacrificing. And this is described in chapter 3 of the Gita. You know, materialists, they suffer, but we sacrifice. They suffer, but so what's the difference? Often we think, you know, they're synonyms, but, you know, in spiritual life, it's sacrifice. But materialists, they suffer. So, basically, in conclusion, I want to mention one phrase I heard by one Christian preacher that I was very inspired by, is that, you know, he said, if we complain, we will remain. If we praise, we will be raised. And that's the fundamental aspect of Christian consciousness that you can see in everyone's life. All the devotees who stick around for years, they never complain. Even though it's some difficulty, it's called sacrifice. And so I just want to kind of offer my gratitude to, you know, everyone in this temple. You know, currently, especially the members of the, you know, Krishna Lunch, who's, you know, offering their so many humble services every day, especially Rasika Manjari. You know, this winter, actually, they, you know, all the details with the, you know, how they got kicked out of IIT, and they have to serve in a, outside, and it's about to become winter now. So they're going to really, really suffer. Oops, I mean sacrifice. Sorry. Sorry, I hope you hear it, Rasika Manjari. So they're going to suffer, or sacrifice, sorry. They almost seem like synonyms. So basically, all these teachings are essentially summarizing Lord Chaitanya's teaching of Srinadapi Suni Chena, Toror Iva Sahi Shinuna, Amani Namane Dena, Kirtaniya Sadahari. So, you know, unless we get this foundation, we're so overwhelmed by all these Bhagavatam classes, 18,000 verses, a billion purports, you know, 700 verses in Gita, a million verses in Chaitanya Charitamrita, and so many other additional books that we forget this most basic and essential point. And if I have nothing else to contribute in Bhagavatam, I'll contribute this point every day because these points are not repeated enough. And that's the answer to the question of Daisa Prabhu, why I contribute to class. I'm inspired by my brother. And actually, all the devotees, Nityananda Prime, just the other day, me and Justin were appreciating the fact that leaders like my brother and Nityananda Prime Prabhu, they have to deal with the same bickering problems of people who can't understand this foundational point. Srinadapi Suni Chena, Tador Iva Sahi Shinuna, Amani Nambanadena, Kirsaniya Sadahidi. And how do they not go in a room and scream to the top of their lungs? Because we fail to understand this basic point. So that's all I have to contribute. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. It was nice hearing the glorification of the devotees. And yeah, Prabhupada does remind us on every page that sometimes we're looking for the higher realizations. We can't really get much higher until we... Anyone else? Jitendra Prabhu.
One one verse here. It's in the minds of those who are too attached to sense enjoyment and material opulence and bewildered by such thing, the resolute determination of devotional service to the Lord does not take place. It's on page 108. Very auspicious. I was thinking of the phrase the Karmis use, he who has the most toys wins. Some people live to eat, others eat to... What was it? Some people live to eat, others eat... Live. How does that...
Eat go? To live.
Okay, yeah. It's just like you were saying, the... what you were saying in school, where they cater so much to the tongue. Mm-hmm. You were... go to this restaurant and that restaurant, you know. But thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Should I say something? I don't have anything particular to say. It's Jai Baladev, can I went on a super tangent. After specifically asking him not to go on that tangent. I just want to complete that though, because it leaves... it definitely highlights certain devotees, which is wonderful. Their contribution is amazing. But I think to round it off, there are others who we may not be able to see that do some awesome service. I'm looking at one right now. And then that I don't see in others. Every little person has, in Krishna's family, some very fantastic contribution. Of course, this is not the forum for highlighting every single person. Some persons have amazing abilities to serve in a particular way, and others have some other abilities in a different way. So I want to take this opportunity to acknowledge that just because someone's name was not mentioned doesn't mean that they are not, that they are very, very, very valuable contributors within Kishore Kishore's family. Every single person, including children, they have a great contribution to make. Thank you.
Jai. Thank you. Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here with all of you also. I think we may have to pause for now. Yeah, Jai Baldi. Thank you. Yeah, I know. No, it's good. We understand the point. We understand the point. Yes. This is good. Thank you very much. Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki.